But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh. He'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Hi, this is Miss Curly Donna. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episodes of Totally the Frog. And our scripture reference is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." Well, I can't wait to hear what that means. How about you? Do you have an idea? We'll find out soon. And then we'll stay at the pond and meet Jeremiah the Bullfrog. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about being a new creation? Jeremiah is going to find out what that means. Come on, let's listen in and learn what God wants you to do. But first, we have an interesting commercial from our sponsor, Scriptur-Myosin.
Are you tired? 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 No pep. No energy. Have you got the poorlies? Has someone glued your feet to the floor? Life got you down, depressed, feeling sorry for yourself. Is life one big bummer? Does each day seem worse than the day before? Are you looking at life through soot-colored glasses? Does today seem like the last day of the rest of your life? Unhappy? Did your dog look mean at you this morning? Kids got you down? Think you can't go on another minute? If this is how you feel, boy, are you in bad shape.
But never fear. Hallelujah Pharmaceuticals has the answer for you. The cure-all, the pepper-upper, the pick-me-up. Yes, sir. Now available in readable form. That old-fashioned remedy, Scriptur-Myosin, proven to be 100% effective in millions and millions of cases. Scriptur-Myosin comes in book form with verse doses for minor ailments and chapter doses for more serious cases. So, if you are suffering from the misery of all miseries, don't delay. Treat your illness today. Remember, that's Scriptur-Myosin. Scriptur-Myosin. And it's available in most homes or your favorite Christian bookstore in the convenient take-along size. Wasn't that interesting? I'm going to have to get me some Scriptur-Myosin. How about you? Okay, let's visit totally now and learn what 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 is all about. Totally, a large green frog lived with many of his friends near a small pond where the tall trees, pretty flowers, and warm sun made it a most enjoyable place to play games like leapfrog and hopscotch, or just to lie in the sun. Toadly's friends liked to call him Toad for short, but Toadly enjoyed life so much that he just laughed and bragged.
Well, you can just call me Toad if you'd like, but that's just short for totally awesome. I'm the best bug catcher in the whole pond. And do you guys know why? I like to eat so much. Because I can always eat what bugs me.
Yes, Toadly was a very talented and friendly frog. He was also a very intelligent frog, and his friends often came by to ask him questions.
Knee-deep, knee-deep. What should you do to plan for your future? Knee-deep. Needy. I say nothing. Just plan for today and don't worry about tomorrow. Needy. Needy.
Soon the weather began to change. First the flowers shriveled up and died. The trees began to change colors as summer ended and fall came. The days grew shorter and the nights grew longer and colder. Many of the frogs realized that winter was coming, and they wisely began to slip into the pond so they could hibernate through the long winter in the nice, soft mud at the bottom of the pond. As the other frogs headed for the bottom of the pond, yes, the bottom of the pond, they came by the rock where Toadly sat and invited Toadly to join them. But Toadly laughed.
What's the hurry? Winter is a long way off. I'll join you tomorrow or the next day. I want to have some more fun and eat more bugs.
He even burped. Finally, his last friend came past. Totally? His friend begged. Come on, Totally. Winter is coming. But Totally wasn't ready to go.
Not me. I will wait till tomorrow. You are foolish to follow the others. There is plenty of time. See all the bugs I'm catching? I'm having a great time.
Oh, one bug after another. He even burped. Totally's friend warned the fat, foolish frog, "You'll be sorry." Then he headed for safety at the bottom of the pond, leaving Totally all alone. Totally sat up proudly on his rock and croaked.
Needy, what's the big hurry? How silly for everyone to leave so soon. When I see winter coming, I'll jump into the pond and be safe too.
That night, it got very, very cold. It was so cold that Totally decided he would go into the pond in the morning. But the sun rose warm and bright, and Totally decided again to wait until tomorrow. That night, it got very, very cold. Totally was so cold and stiff, he could hardly move. He started to crawl slowly toward the edge of the pond. The wind began to blow harder and harder. The leaves were all gone from the trees now. And hard, white flakes that Totally had never seen before stung his eyes. Totally was very stiff, very cold, and very, very frightened.
Oh, if I'd only gone yesterday. Why did I always want to wait till tomorrow?
He slowly crawled to the edge of the pond. He gathered all his strength and jumped through the air into the pond.
Ouch! The pond, it's hard as a rock. Now what am I going to do?
Totally cried. He had never seen the pond like this before. The pond was so hard and so cold. Totally tried to crawl across the hard pond, and then he stopped. And he lay very, very still. The wind blew and the snow fell. And the little frog never moved again. You may be thinking that this story couldn't possibly have happened, since such a wise frog wouldn't put something so important off until it was too late. But you see, some of you are just like the frog in the story today. You have not asked Jesus into your heart because you keep putting it off. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Behold, now is the day of salvation." That unwise frog who enjoyed eating all those bugs and waited one day too long did not intend to be lost. Certainly, he did not plan to die, but he was lost just the same. Now is the time. Today is the day. Jesus died on the cross for you and wants to come into your heart today. Don't put it off. accept Jesus today and begin your eternal life with Him. I pray that each of you will ask God to change your heart today.
God wants us to be like soft clay in His hands so He can make something wonderful out of our lives. And He'll do it if we ask Him.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart.
Be asking yourself, how do I do this? If you are sorry for the way you act and know you are a sinner, then today is the day for you to tell Jesus you are sorry, and He will forgive you. He wants to change your heart. If you are ready for Jesus to do that, then pray this prayer after me. I'll say a sentence, and then you repeat it. Say, "Dear God, I know You love me. I know You sent Your Son Jesus to die for my sins. I know I am a sinner. I ask You to forgive me. Jesus, thank You for dying on the cross for my sins. I know You love me. Come into my heart and change it today. I want to be like You. Amen." The Bible says there is a party going on in heaven right now because of the prayer you just prayed. Now, your journey with Jesus begins. You must do your part. Spend time with Jesus every day by reading your Bible, praying, and listening to what Jesus wants you to do. He wants to be your best friend. Wow! So today is the day of salvation for you. Praise God. It's time to start growing the Jesus way.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow.
branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. He'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your songs. I'm glad Jesus lives in my heart. I know I need to pray every day and ask God to show me what he wants me to do. I want to be a Christian, not just say I am. Wow, that was a great lesson today. And now it's time for that commercial break and Big Bog Goodman. Oh, and remember, don't write down the phone number. It doesn't exist. He is just being funny. Take it away, Big Bob.
Howdy, folks. I'm Big Bob Goodman, your friendly Bible salesman. Yes, folks, here at the Good Book Emporium, we have Bibles of all kinds. We have big Bibles, little Bibles, fat Bibles, skinny Bibles, large print Bibles, men's Bibles, mother's Bibles, youth Bibles. Yes, we have any kind of Bible you could ever want. This week's special Bible is our new Scratch and Sniff Bible. Yes, folks, now you can really let your Bible come alive right before your very nose. You can scratch and sniff your way through the Bible from the fragrant aroma of the Garden of Eden all the way through to the fire and smoke of Revelation. You'll visit the pig pen where the prodigal son spent some time. Huh? Just scratch the page and you'll get a whiff of what it really smelled like. You'll smell Moses' burning bush, the plague of frogs, the lion's den, the fiery furnace, and the Rose of Sharon. You'll suffer with Jonah the aroma of a whale with heartburn. You'll actually smell Balaam's donkey and the aroma of the manger that important night in Bethlehem. You'll thrill as the Bible becomes alive as you've never experienced it before. And right now, our special price for this magnificent Scratch and Sniff Bible, only $49.95. Wow. Dial our special toll-free number, 1-800-BIG-SMELL, and order your Scratch and Sniff Bible today. All credit cards are accepted. Don't miss out on this fantastic offer. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. Do it today.
Well, I don't have a Scratch and Sniff Bible, but my Bible's getting very worn from using it every day. I call it my Bible, Bible. It is my book of instructions on how to live the Christian life. I hope you have a Bible. It's the best instruction book you could ever have. In fact, just yesterday, I read in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Wow, that's exciting. The Lord is looking at my heart. He doesn't care if I wear name brand clothes or look a certain way. He cares about my heart. He just wants me to be available, and He will do the rest. Oh, I'm glad I came today. Aren't you? Well, now let's move on to another part of the pond and meet Jeremiah the Bullfrog and some friends who introduce him to being brand new, a brand new person inside.
Needy. Oh dear, what a dreadful day. No sunshine to lay in, no bugs to eat. My pond is ice cold, and me, I'm ugly and green. It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not that easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
What are you so happy about, my favorite bunny friend?
Oh, the sun is out. The grass is green.
Green, yuck. What's so good about being green?
It's just a beautiful day, that's all. Grass is supposed to be green, so it's beautiful.
Yay? Yeah. I'm supposed to be green, too, but I don't think I'm beautiful.
Why not? God made frogs green because it's the best color for them. And I think that everything God made is beautiful.
Oh, brother. I'm just a dull, slimy color, and no one ever notices me.
Well, what color would you rather be?
Oh, I'd like to be all colors. Yes, sir, I wish I could change into a prince with a purple robe and a bright red crown.
Oh, a prince has many things to do. Why, Jeremiah, as a frog, all you have to do is sit in the sun and sing all day. Isn't that great?
Are you kidding? My life is miserable. I have a dirty life. Did you ever hear of a prince living in a cold, dirty, gooey pond? No. They live in a palace, but me, a polluted pond with weeds growing everywhere, is my home.
But after all, Jeremiah, you don't have to work like a prince does.
What do you mean? Do you ever see a prince work? If I'm going to eat, I have to work. And speaking of eating, do you know what I have to eat?
Sure! Nice, juicy mosquitoes!
Blah! Have you ever eaten a mosquito? Not so good, especially when they're full of someone's blood.
I never thought of that.
It wouldn't be so bad if I didn't have to work so hard to catch them. Bugs just fly right into my mouth, you know.
How could they miss? Sometimes you have zillions of bugs around your pond.
Yeah, but the only bugs here are those bony, tasteless mosquitoes. No yummy dragonflies or luscious ladybugs. Just teeny tiny mosquitoes. Why, it takes at least 50 of them for one meal. That's a lot of work.
Jeremiah, you gripe about everything. It's no fun talking to you. I think I'll just hop along and find a happy person to talk to.
Oh, please, don't leave. I know I could be happy. I just need someone to help me.
How could I help you?
Well, if you could only help me find a way to change into a prince, then I know I'd be happy.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll see what I can do.
I wonder if I'll ever be happy. How can I become a prince? I don't have a fairy godmother. I don't even know a princess. Needy, a princess. That's it. I heard a story once about a frog who kissed a princess and turned into a handsome prince. Hey, are there any princesses out there? Come on, speak up. Oh my, it's no use.
A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket.
Knee deep. That sounds like a princess. Hello, princess?
Oh, who said that?
Hey, she answered me. I bet she is a princess. Hey, now for a kiss.
Where is my prince?
Right here.
Ew, a frog. Yuck, I'm getting out of here.
Wait, come back. Don't run away.
Why in the world did you kiss me?
First, tell me, do I look like a handsome prince?
What are you talking about? You're an ugly green frog, and I don't like your kisses.
How will I ever become a prince?
Are you a prince that someone changed into a frog?
No, I'm a frog that wants to be a prince.
You are silly. You should be happy being a frog.
But my life is miserable. It's awful to be a frog. I want to be a prince.
Why don't you try mixing a special potion and drinking it?
But I don't know what to put in it.
Silly old frog. He can never be a prince. But I'll give him a recipe that'll really make him turn green. Well, Mr. Bullfrog?
The name is Jeremiah.
Well, Jeremiah, you take 3 lizards and 6 warts from an alligator.
An alligator? How do I get warts from an alligator without getting eaten up?
That's your problem.
All right, what else?
Mix them with 4 gallons of green pond water and drink the whole thing. And then, poof, you'll be a handsome prince.
Are you sure?
Of course. See you later, Froggy Prince.
I'm gonna try it. It might work. I just must be a prince or I'll never be happy. Let's see, 3 lizards. That should be easy. Oh, here's one. How many spiders was it? Was there a frog or was it a turtle? Hey, what's this? It looks like a black book. Maybe it has a recipe in it. Tell me what this book says.
What is it, Jeremiah? What's all the excitement?
I found a recipe book. Will you read it to me? I just know it'll tell me how to become a prince.
Calm down, Jeremiah. This isn't a recipe book. It's a Bible.
A Bible? What's that all about?
Well, it tells us about God and his son Jesus. You see, it has in here about miracles that Jesus performed also.
Miracles? You mean like magic?
Well, sort of. Jesus did change the water into wine. He made blind people see. And he made dead people come back to life.
No kidding. Then he surely could change a frog into a prince.
You're such a cute little prince. Oh, I'm sorry, a little frog. Why do you want to be a prince?
Cute, I'm ugly and I'm unhappy. If I were a prince, I would be happy.
Oh, I see. Well, the Bible does tell us the way to be happy.
Where? What does it say? Does it say anything about princes?
No, but in 2 Corinthians, it tells us how to become a new creature in Jesus.
Well, that's what I want to become, a new creature, a prince.
Ah, let's look it up. See, right here. It says, when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. New life has begun.
New life? What does that mean?
Jesus forgives our sins. He wipes out all our bad feelings about ourselves and fills us with love and gives us a new way of looking at life.
Sounds good. I really do want to be happy. How do you become a Christian?
The Bible says we must confess our sins. That means be really sorry for them. And believe on Jesus and trust in him. Then he forgives us and we become a Christian.
Liz, I'm going to talk to Jesus because I want to be different than I am. That becoming a new creature is just what I need.
Jeremiah, I'm sorry to tell you this, but new creature business is just for people, not frogs.
You mean I can never be a prince?
I'm afraid not. God wants you to be a happy frog. If you like, though, I just happen to have a crown backstage. Go try it on. If you like it, you can keep it. Well, everyone out there, how about you guys? Are you listening to this? Do you think he will act differently with a crown on his head?
Needy. Hey, I feel a lot better.
Sure, you've got a crown on your head, like a prince.
I feel like a prince, and guess what? I don't even mind being green anymore. Yes, green, it's the color of spring. And green, it can be cool and friendly. Green can be big, like an ocean, and important, like a mountain, or tall, like a tree. But God made me green, and I wonder why. I wonder why I am green. But it's beautiful, and it's what I want to be.
It sounds so good to hear you happy, Jeremiah. Let's say that scripture again so we'll remember that Jesus can make each person new inside. Ready, Jeremiah?
When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. New life has begun. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
So everyone out there, God gives us a choice. We can be sad inside and be filled with sin, be unhappy, be self-centered, be grumpy, want our own way. Or we can ask Jesus to change us inside, change our heart. Then we become happy, secure, filled with joy and peace, and so much more. Which do you want to be today? Jesus will help you change. You can't do it by yourself. When you ask Jesus to forgive you and you are really sorry for the way you are acting, he will change your heart. Why not ask him to do that today? Well, Let's close our time together with another Mr. Donut Man song, Love and Obey. It's the way to say, I love you, Lord. If I love you, then I will obey. It's the only way, even when it's not the easiest thing to do.
Hey, kids, before we go, why don't you tell me some things you can do to be a helper and to let God's love shine through you?
Okay. Picking up my socks, hanging up my clothes.
That's good.
Helping with the dishes, doing what I'm told.
Uh-huh.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Yeah, that's right. Love and obey.
Love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing to do. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. It's the only way. What else can you do?
Sharing with my friends, being good to all.
Uh-huh.
Helping anyone if I see them fall.
Oh, that's good.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Wow, you've learned a lot.
You teach me in your word, loving is the way. And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
That's right. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing to do. To love and obey.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. You've helped us understand how we can be obedient to God. Like I learned in Joshua chapter 24, verse 24, and the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. That's Joshua 24, 24. Thank you, Ted Brungard, Donna Bridge, and our producer, Doug Bridge, for being available so God could use you on today's episodes. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company, and when we thank him. We hope you have learned from today's episodes. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And God bless you. Special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs today. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook page Donna Bridge or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.